Tanrı hor, yevor bo, yevor günse bo. Amen. Every year, on the second weekend of October, we celebrate Armenia Fest. And the question always arises, why? I always ask this question when I came here many years ago. And everyone told me, well, it's just what we've always done. It's always first the Greeks, they have their festival. Then the Lebanese have their festival. And then the Armenians have their festival. And the question always arose, well, why don't we change it? Why don't we do it on a different weekend? Because by the time people have gone to the Greek festival, and then the Lebanese festival, and come to our festival, most of them are tired of the festivals. It's mostly the same food. Don't tell the cooks that. It's mostly the same food. So they're tired, and they've had it already. And many of them are bankrupt after going to the first two festivals. And by the time they come here, they don't really have lots to spend. So why don't we do it before then? And finally, someone explained to me the reason why. Yesterday in the Armenian Church, and always this second weekend of October, is the Feast of the Holy Translators, Serbots Tarkmanchats. And it is on this day that we remember St. Mashtots, who invented the alphabet, created the alphabet, along with his students, Moses Kertov and Yerisha, who helped translate the Bible from Syriac and Greek into Armenian so that the people could understand what was going on and what God's word said. But along with this, we also remember yesterday David the Invincible, who was a philosopher of the 6th century, St. Gregory of Nadek from the 10th century, and St. Nerses the Graceful, St. Nerses Shnohali from the 12th century. So now the question really arises, why, what is a translator? What does it mean to translate something? Today, most of us, when we hear the word translation or to translate, it means to make one, to change one language to another, to take one word from one language and make it what it means in another language, whether that be from English to Armenian, Spanish to French, Russian to Chinese, but that's what we think translation means. But old English does not mean that. Translation literally means to take from one place to another. So where we get the word, the prefix trans, right? Transportation, moving from one place to another. Translate means to take from one place to another. This is why if we read the old lives of the saints, very often it will say that their relics were translated from one place to another, from Constantinople to Rome, for example. So this is what translation means. It means to move, to take from one place to another. We often refer to the saints that we remembered yesterday as our holy translators. And this is because they translated, they took the Armenian people, the Armenian nation, from darkness and ignorance to the light of the knowledge of God. They took them that way. And they did this through their writings, through their sermons, and through their actions. Those who know two languages or more know how difficult it is to translate. It's not as easy as saying chair, ator, because it's just not that way. When I was learning Armenian many years ago, I would ask, how do you say this in Armenian? Or how do you say this in English? What's this word mean? And they would always ask, well, they always started off, well, Armenian is such a rich language. They always started off with that. Shah Khalus Lezue. Okay, I know this. But then they would always go into, well, it means this and it might mean that. It depends what you're trying to say, how you're saying it, to whom you're saying it. Right? Because in Armenian and many other languages, you have two different yous. There's you singular and you plural. Not in English anymore. We used to have that. Thou and ye. But we don't have that anymore. So there's all these nuances. And so whenever we try to translate, we always feel insufficient with our translations, because they're never perfect. There's always a nuance, there's always a concept that you have lived in that language to understand what they're trying to say. The holy translators, though, not only knew Greek, Syriac, Armenian, and many other languages at the time, but they also knew the language of faith. They knew the spiritual language which Christ had brought to this world and preached and taught and showed us. They learned from the example of Christ. Christ, who is the greatest translator. Remember, the word translator means someone who takes from one place to another. He is the greatest translator who took the truths of God, love, mercy, forgiveness, and translated them, brought them to the human race, to humanity, and explained to us what God and who God is. As Christians, we are called to be holy translators, and we are called to help others understand our faith. We can translate our faith naturally with words, and that's usually easy to do for some. But it's so much more loud and impressive when we translate with our word, with our actions, when we do things. And so, as I said, in Armenian, last year around this time, we were in a war. Artsakh was under attack. Turkey and Azerbaijan were attacking Armenia. And there were many, many things going on. Many, many people were collecting money. And so, last year, this example I gave, and it was a perfect example for today's sermon too. And it's a true story. Last year around this time, a poor black man in Los Angeles was on the corner begging for money. And as he was there, he was begging for money, as he always does. And an Armenian lady was coming out of a store. And as she came out of the store, she came out with money to give to this man. And as she approached this man, the man lifted up his cup and said, "No, this time I'm giving you money. I want you to send it to Artsakh. I wanted you to send it to Armenia. And I'm not sure how much is in this cup." And the lady said, No, you don't need to do this. We have money. You keep it." And the man said, "No, I've been on the streets for 10 years. And in those 10 years, Armenians have always given me food, blankets, and money. This time, I want to give it to you, because it's a shame that that nation's blood is being spilled." So the woman took it and she sent it to Armenia. But the Armenians of Los Angeles at this time, and for years before this, those 10 years, knowingly and probably also unknowingly, translated their faith to this man, who in turn has translated it back to us. Translation is not just one way, it's two ways. And this man saw it, understood it, and has also translated and given it back to us. And sometimes it takes Odas, non-Armenians, to make us realize who we are. So today is the final day of Armenian Fest, and it is also the final day at this property. I ask that we pay extra attention to those who attend, and we be true translators to those who come here. We may not be eloquent. We may not speak more than one language. We may not know the Bible in and out, but we all know the truths of faith. And we all know who God is. He is love, He is mercy, and He is forgiveness. And it is up to us to translate not just to the people around us, but translate this entire world into heaven on earth.